Medical School Pressure to Push Diversity Agenda by Accreditation Institution. By Spencer Lindquist on February 2, 2023. The University of Utah School of Medicine, SOM, adopted a diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, agenda after being pressured by an accreditor, a report from the Daily Caller found. The University of Utah SOM adopted a DEI agenda after it was told by an accrediting institution that its diversity efforts were not satisfactory. The Liaison Committee on Medical Education, LCME, requested that the institution provide them with a report on how the SOM improved both recruitment and retention of students and faculty who come from underrepresented backgrounds. The LCME complained, for example, that the SOM's diversity/pipeline programs and partnerships element was unsatisfactory due to an underrepresentation of female students. The school then implemented multiple DEI programs and sent the LCME an update discussing how they intended to connect with each of the school's identified diversity groups. The LCME then gave the school its approval. The SOM implemented multiple different programs to recruit a more diverse student body, including holding a Day of the Dead pre-medical conference as well as an Indigenous STEM youth outreach program. The SOM Office of Health Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion stated in one report that they are continuously working to identify needs for action to achieve desired results in terms of recruitment and retention of diverse faculty, students, and staff. The SOM also held diversity recruitment days and created near full tuition scholarships for 4 years for students who came from an underrepresented population. Meanwhile, admissions staff members were required to receive anti-bias training. Laura Morgan is the program manager for an organization called Do No Harm, which seeks to protect healthcare from a radical, divisive, and discriminatory ideology. The LCME holds power over medical schools regarding their accreditation, and the University of Utah School of Medicine's responses to the LCME's findings reflect the desire to live up to those organizations' woke agendas, Morgan said in a statement to the Daily Caller. This further promotes ideology ahead of quality medical education and race/ethnicity or sex over hiring the most qualified faculty and staff, she also added. The LCME still believes that the University of Utah SOM must do more, saying in an additional report that the school's programs were satisfactory but implied a need for mentoring. Utah taxpayers need to ask why this is being done at USM, Morgan also noted. Meanwhile, Breitbart News has documented the spread of the health equity agenda, a push to embed critical race theory and racial preferences into the healthcare system. One Breitbart News report revealed that Health Affairs, a leading health policy journal, hosted a health equity fellowship program that excluded white applicants on the basis of their race. Additionally, Breitbart News has also documented the spread of the health equity agenda at Vanderbilt University. Vanderbilt University Medical Center and School of Medicine have an Office of Health Equity and a Racial Equity Task Force. The task force demanded that the school identify gaps in curriculum and opportunities to embed strategies to address structural racism and promote racial justice and track leaders' hiring of racially and ethnically diverse candidates and hold them accountable if there is lack of diversity in their teams/offices/departments. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.